It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll talk to an underwater photographer who specializes in shipwreck diving.
First, today, the Ferguson Commission unveiled a nearly 200-page report of recommended changes to address racial disparities in the Missouri town.
The story begins last August when Michael Brown, an unarmed black teenager, was shot and killed by a white Ferguson police officer. Brown's death set off riots and violence in Ferguson just outside St. Louis. It also brought up deep questions about race relations there and across the United States.
In November, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon appointed a Ferguson Commission, a group tasked with looking at racial and economic gaps in the St. Louis region and developing policy recommendations.
Nearly 10 months and 20,000 hours of work later, the Ferguson Commission unveiled its report, Forward Through Ferguson, A Path Toward Racial Equity. The report includes 189 calls to action.
Jason Rosenbaum is with us to talk about this report and how it's being received in the St. Louis community. He's a reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. Jason, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me back.
So tell us a little bit about the goal of the Ferguson Commission going in.
The Ferguson Commission's goal was to take an unvarnished look at the racial, economic, and educational divisions within the St. Louis region and present Missouri Governor Jay Nixon with a host of policy recommendations. And from reading just the first pages of the report, it doesn't pull any punches. It talks openly about how St. Louis has underserved and at times discriminated against the African-American population. And then later in the report, it provides over 40 signature recommendations to alter how St. Louis polices itself, educates its children, provides health care to the most vulnerable, as well as provide a more robust and comprehensive economic development strategy for the poor. So it's pretty comprehensive. It goes beyond law enforcement, but law enforcement is clearly the centerpiece of this report.
And you mentioned the blunt language of the report initially, and one of the lines, we have not moved beyond race. What kind of language did the committee use to talk about the city's issue with race and where Ferguson is?
It was purposeful because as Commission Co-Chair Starsky Wilson said at the last meeting of the Ferguson Commission, many other commissions and blue ribbon panels have been set up throughout American history to take stock of racially charged riots. And oftentimes they didn't really amount to anything because it was all about economic development and economic issues. And it really didn't hit on some of the latent racial and economic divisions and tensions within the particular communities. And the Ferguson Commission was trying to avoid that. They were trying to paint what they felt was a plain picture of a divided region, so they're not papering over some of these tensions and decades-old problems. And many of the solutions hit at these problems, especially ones that deal with police departments, how they're trained toward minority groups, how many police departments there should be, and who should investigate police-involved killings. All of those things have been of great concern to the African-American community throughout the St. Louis region. And I think that the tone that was struck at the beginning was trying to send a message that those types of calls for action were not going to be ignored.
Was that language in the initial pages of the report the kind of thing you think that could ruffle feathers, or is it the kind of unvarnished look that you were saying that the commission report was looking for from the beginning?
I think it's the second option. I think people who have lived in St. Louis for a while know that we are racially divided. I mean, although I guess there's a lot of cities that say that they're the quote-unquote most segregated, it's pretty much indisputable that St. Louis as a city and as a county and as a region has been segregated, and many of the African-American communities, although not all, have been underserved and are struggling. And it's self-evident. In some ways, you don't need a report to know that for a fact, but sometimes it needs to be said and declared in kind of official bold-faced font to get the point across and say, this is a major problem that is holding the St. Louis region back. And unless we face it and perhaps deal within ourselves to get past some of the cultural attitudes that we've had, it's as I said, it's going to hold the region back and beyond just any policy things that need to be done.
We're talking with Jason Rosenbaum right now, reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. He's joining us to talk about the recommendations made from the Ferguson Commission just released today. And let's get into some of the findings here, the recommendations from this commission. And you said the centerpiece was law enforcement. What did the commission call for when it came to law enforcement and improving relations with the community and with minority communities in general?
The first big thing is appointing the Attorney General of Missouri as a special prosecutor whenever there's a police-involved killing. And it also would have the Missouri Highway Patrol be the police agency that investigates a crime. That obviously became a big issue after Michael Brown's shooting death because St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCullough was kind of in the public consciousness because people thought he was too favorable to law enforcement. So that's one major aspect. The other one that comes to mind is St. Louis as a region has many small police departments, and many of them have been heavily criticized for focusing primarily on revenue collection and not necessarily public safety. And as a result, many African Americans, and particularly poor African Americans, have been the victims of tickets and just overall racial profiling. So the commission calls for consolidation of some of those police departments. It also calls for more robust training for how police deal with minority groups, how they handle demonstrations, and how they handle implicit cultural biases. So again, law enforcement is not the only thing that's in this report, but it is clearly the thing that's front and center that's going to be maybe talked about the most.
And when you look at that list that you just gave us, are there propositions there that strike you as more or less viable than others?
I think that some of the proposals that I just talked about probably could be done internally. For example, increasing the amount of training doesn't necessarily need like the legislature to occur. There's currently a study going on for the agency in Missouri that handles standards for police officers, and they may just recommend changes to training on their own. Other things like appointing special prosecutors or consolidation may run into some pretty serious political opposition both locally and in the state legislature. In fact, we actually talked with Bob McCullough about the idea of appointing special prosecutors for police-involved killings, and he thinks it's a misguided and frankly undemocratic idea. In his view, the voters in Missouri elect prosecutors to prosecute things that are within their jurisdictions. And if they don't feel someone is fair toward a police officer that may or may not be indicted, in his view, they just shouldn't vote for him, or they should vote for them out of office. So although Bob McCullough has become a controversial figure, he's also a very big political figure within not only Missouri Democratic politics, but also within the state legislature. And if he and other prosecutors start raising alarms about that particular proposal, it may have a tough time getting through the Republican-controlled Missouri General Assembly.
And what did the Ferguson Commission recommend when it comes to schools and some of the economic aspects of this?
They suggested investing heavily in early childhood education and putting health centers that deal with comprehensive mental health within schools. They also recommend a more robust policy to cultivate affordable housing. They want to raise the minimum wage. They want to expand Medicaid under the auspices of the Affordable Care Act, which has not been done here by the state legislature. Some of those things I think probably have more support in general than others, like, for example, low-income housing tax credits generally have support of both parties, but expanding Medicaid and raising the minimum wage are frankly non-starters in the Republican-controlled legislature, and it would probably require a pretty drastic shift in political sensibilities for that to actually occur.
Now, the lieutenant governor in Missouri had expressed some skepticism about the efficacy of the commission and the staying power of its findings. In general, what kind of reception has this commission's report gotten so far?
I think some are optimistic that even if the legislature is not willing to enact some of the recommendations, the commission members and the people that recommended some of the ideas may go into their respective spheres and implement them without the legislature. But as far as you mentioned, the lieutenant governor, while the lieutenant governor does not necessarily have a super powerful legislative hand in Missouri politics, he does sometimes represent what can be the conventional wisdom. And he has basically been concerned the whole time that this is going to end up like many other riot commission reports that are just going to gather dust on shelves and not really amount to much of anything. And frankly, it's not just Republicans who are fearful of that. At the last Ferguson Commission meeting, there was an attorney from Cincinnati named Al Gerhardstein who had been involved in changing the police departments there in his city after racially charged riots. And he says without a court order kind of implementing some of the changes within the Ferguson Commission, it may be very difficult to actually make them stick. And, you know, in this case, we're talking not only about one city, but multiple cities that need a legislative solution. And I think what the Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder was expressing was a worry that just some of them are not going to find favor in a Republican legislature.
Jason, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Jason Rosenbaum, reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. He joined us to talk about the recommendations from the Ferguson Commission just released today.